Hey folks, offensive security team for SecureIQ 360 here. Wanted to share some information with you guys. You may or may not have heard of this Kerberos relaying attack, but we wanted to go ahead and get some of this information out there because, and we'll explain a little bit later why, we think that this might be something that gets weaponized relatively quickly. And so Spencer is a big part of our R&D here, and he wants to share some of that with you guys. So I'll just kind of be here along for the ride.
Cool. Thanks, Brad. So I'm going to share my screen. I created a little document that is a composition of all the information that we know so far. A lot of this is just based on the research and the documentation by the security researchers. So I'm going to share my screen and just share this Word document that I have. And we're just going to talk through it at a high level. I'm not going to get super technical. We will have accompanying documentation along with this. With links to the research, the open source tool, the guidance that Microsoft put out on LDAP signing, and things like that. So let me share my screen. All right, perfect. So let me zoom in here. So again, this is Kerberos relaying to local system. Now, a little bit of a quick TLDR. This is a universal nofix local privilege escalation in Windows domain environments where LDAP signing is not enforced, which is the default setting. And thanks to the great research by James Forshaw, Cube, and a number of others, there is a tool that was just released that takes advantage of this technique. It abuses this this attack. So quick background, like I said, there was great research by James Forshaw. He was one of the first, if not the first, to do some research on this Kerberos relaying. Apologies if there was others looking into it, but that's kind of where some of this research stems from. He released a blog post detailing this technique, and then a lot of other security researchers started paying more attention to this, and they kind of realized, security community realized this could be a pretty powerful thing. Fast forward to February of 2022, Cube 0x0 released a tool or a framework for Kerberos relaying, which was really awesome. And it's a great framework, and it demonstrates the vulnerabilities that are present within Kerberos and relaying in general on Windows domain. Note I have here, it wasn't immediately obvious, at least to me and maybe to others, that local privilege escalation was possible. But in March 2022, just last month, James Forshaw released again additional research on the Kerberos server service tickets, specifically how they could be used for local authentication. And then it was kind of obvious at that point that this could be used to attack a local system to elevate privileges to system locally. You didn't need to use a remote machine in order to abuse this technique. And then more Davidovich, I apologize on the name if I butchered that. He released a tool just yesterday, which they or sorry, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, at the time of this recording, called KRB Relay Up, which essentially encompasses all of this research, all of the great work by all these individuals, into a tool that allows us to elevate privileges locally to system on a Windows domain environment where LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding is not enabled. So that's the background. That's the kind of story leading up to this. Now I'm just going to kind of highlight how this attack works from a very high level and demonstrate kind of what is needed for this, and then what we can do about it as defenders to kind of prevent this and mitigate this. So first things first, an attacker would have to be able to, they have to have a foothold on the environment. So that's the first piece, is they have to be able to have a foothold and they have to be able to execute code on a Windows machine. The next part that is unfortunately by default in Windows is the MSDS machine account quota must be greater than zero. Now, I said unfortunately because the unfortunate part is by default in Active Directory, the default is 10. And what this means is a domain user by default can add 10 machines to the domain. So I can create 10 machine accounts on the domain as a regular domain user.
So dude, that was a complete surprise to me, right? So, you know, my MCSE, I think, stopped like 20 years ago, but you know, in my brain, I always thought that you had to have elevated privileges to create machine accounts. So like if you were joining a computer to the domain, the generally accepted practice is that you would need more than a domain admin, or I'm sorry, than a domain user level privilege to accomplish that. So this is kind of surprising to me that users can create machine accounts. I don't know about you, but that was news to me.
Yeah. When I first heard of this, I was kind of surprised by it. And there's some other attacks abusing Kerberos and other things that take advantage of this quote unquote feature, right? This undoubtedly a vulnerability that exists. And this is something that we look for in our AD account audit. We have a check for this. This is something that I bring up on assessments. This is something that is a finding on a pen test. We weren't able to demonstrate the risk of this as severe as we can now because of this. There are other attack primitives that take this default and abuse it. But now we have a really good way to demonstrate, hey, listen, LDAP signing is a thing. Machine account quota, that's a thing. Those are things that we need to address as defenders.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So the machine account quota, that will prevent a user from creating a machine account. That is somewhat of a prerequisite for this attack. However, if as an attacker, I'm able to compromise another machine, if I'm able to get another machine account password or the hash and crack it from somewhere else, I can still abuse this and I can still relay those credentials. And that's Kerberos. And that's because of LDAP signing, LDAP channel binding. The mitigation here is somewhat similar to SMB signing or SMB relaying, rather, where you would implement SMB signing. Similar thing here with LDAP. So LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding must be disabled for the attack to be successful. And that in itself is the mitigation for this. So our recommendation, just at a high level of kind of strategy of how to address this, is first, make sure the machine account quota is set to zero, or you're somehow otherwise restricting who can add machine accounts to the domain, right? You can do other things to address this. Setting this to zero is the most immediate and quick fix. Now, this is a pretty trivial change. It shouldn't be any serious impact, and you should be able to change it now. The next thing is LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding. There's a lot of history behind this with Microsoft and guidance and things like that I won't get into, but I'll have links to these resources in the accompanying documentation. This is something that's a little bit more harder to implement. It could break a lot of things. This is something you need to test and roll out carefully. So that's kind of the second part, is immediately address this with the machine account quota and then address the LDAP signing, LDAP channel binding situation.
Yeah. And so from a mitigation perspective, you know, I would, you know, both of these steps need to be taken, right? But the reason that we thought that this was prudent to have this conversation is because as it stands with the current defaults is that this thing could easily be weaponized. It could easily be used in ransomware or malware. You know, as everybody probably knows that's watching this, it's trivial to get a foothold inside the environment. And what really makes getting that foothold dangerous is you know, escalation and lateral movement. This enables that pretty easily, right? And especially in our testing, I say our testing, Spencer did the testing, but in the testing that we've done, it looks like this is a pretty easy thing to do. So as a layer one, you know, changing that machine account quota is going to severely limit the ability to weaponize this thing. Right. So that's why stage two, you know, changing LDAP signing and channel binding can be a longer term strategy, or maybe not even a strategy at all. Right. As long as you understand why that risk exists. The reason I say that is because obtaining machine credentials is not an easy thing to do. It obviously can be done. There are multiple ways to do it, but having that as a prerequisite to a weaponized piece of malware leveraging this this attack is a kind of a big step. So, you know, we feel pretty comfortable, you know, at least in our conversations and our research, that just doing step one is a pretty big hurdle to the bad guys.
Yep, definitely. And this is the tool that I was referencing. It's called KRB Relay Up by Decone. who's a great security researcher that released this, and it's a culmination of a lot of prior research, prior tools. I won't go over all of this, but essentially a lot of our information that we're displaying today and talking about comes from the research done by this individual, as well as James Forshaw and a handful of others that have contributed very greatly and widely to the community and this particular attack primitive in general. So all kudos goes to them too on their great research, so we can bring you this information and test these things and harden our defenses and make us better as defenders.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Awesome. So is that everything? Does that wrap it up, Spencer?
Yeah. So that's really all that I had. Like I said, we have a lot more documentation and reference material that we'll send out.
Yeah. But
from my perspective, just getting everybody aware of what this is, what it means, kind of the risk of it, and getting that information out there so that if this blows up and it becomes a more widespread weaponized thing, like you said, that we're kind of ahead of the gate here, or ahead of the ball. And we can kind of get some information out as quick as we can.
Yeah. 100% agree, man. Yeah. The simplicity by which you can move, that you can gain elevated privileges really lends itself well. And so we do think that, unmitigated, it will in the future present risk, you know, yep. And it may all, you know, the turnaround on some of these things is like in some cases, 24 to 48 hours from the time a POC or a working example exists to when it is already being seen exploited in the wild. And so we're going to be monitoring for that in our SOC and in our, you know, R&D groups. So, you know, if something changes, we might release more information about it as we find out, but that's really it. Awesome stuff. If you have any questions, you know, you guys know how to find us and reach out and just let us know.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey folks, offensive security team for SecureIQ 360 here. Wanted to share some information with you guys. You may or may not have heard of this Kerberos relaying attack, but we wanted to go ahead and get some of this information out there because, and we'll explain a little bit later why, we think that this might be something that gets weaponized relatively quickly. And so Spencer is a big part of our R&D here, and he wants to share some of that with you guys. So I'll just kind of be here along for the ride.
Cool. Thanks, Brad. So I'm going to share my screen. I created a little document that is a composition of all the information that we know so far. A lot of this is just based on the research and the documentation by the security researchers. So I'm going to share my screen and just share this Word document that I have. And we're just going to talk through it at a high level. I'm not going to get super technical. We will have accompanying documentation along with this, with links to the research, the open source tool, the guidance that Microsoft put out on LDAP signing, and things like that. So let me share my screen. All right, perfect. So let me zoom in here. So again, this is Kerberos relaying to local system. Now, a little bit of a quick TLDR. This is a universal nofix local privilege escalation in Windows domain environments where LDAP signing is not enforced, which is the default setting. And thanks to the great research by James Forshaw, Cube, and a number of others, there is a tool that was just released that takes advantage of this technique. It abuses this this attack. So quick background, like I said, there was great research by James Forshaw. He was one of the first, if not the first, to do some research on this Kerberos relaying. Apologies if there was others looking into it, but that's kind of where some of this research stems from. He released a blog post detailing this technique, and then a lot of other security researchers started paying more attention to this, and they kind of realized, security community realized, this could be a pretty powerful thing. Fast forward to February of 2022, Cube 0x0 released a tool or a framework for Kerberos relaying, which was really awesome. And it's a great framework, and it demonstrates the vulnerabilities that are present within Kerberos and relaying in general on Windows domain. Note I have here, it wasn't immediately obvious, at least to me and maybe to others, that local privilege escalation was possible. But in March 2022, just last month, James Forshaw released again additional research on the Kerberos server service tickets, specifically how they could be used for local authentication. And then it was kind of obvious at that point that this could be used to attack a local system to elevate privileges to system locally. You didn't need to use a remote machine in order to abuse this technique. And then more Davidovich, I apologize on the name if I butchered that. He released a tool just yesterday, which they, or sorry, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, at the time of this recording, called KRB Relay Up, which essentially encompasses all of this research, all of the great work by all these individuals into a tool that allows us to elevate privileges locally to system on a Windows domain environment where LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding is not enabled. So that's the background. That's the kind of story leading up to this. Now I'm just going to kind of highlight how this attack works from a very high level and demonstrate kind of what is needed for this, and then what we can do about it as defenders to kind of prevent this and mitigate this. So first things first, an attacker would have to be able to, they have to have a foothold on the environment. So that's the first piece, is they have to be able to have a foothold and they have to be able to execute code on a Windows machine. The next part that is unfortunately by default in Windows is the MSDS machine account quota must be greater than zero. Now, I said unfortunately because the unfortunate part is by default in Active Directory, the default is 10. And what this means is a domain user by default can add 10 machines to the domain. So I can create 10 machine accounts on the domain as a regular domain user.
So dude, that was a complete surprise to me, right? So you know, my MCSE, I think, stopped like 20 years ago. But, you know, in my brain, I always thought that you had to have elevated privileges to create machine accounts. So like if you were joining a computer to the domain, the generally accepted practice is that you would need more than a domain admin, or I'm sorry, than a domain user level privilege to accomplish that. So this is kind of surprising to me that users can create machine accounts. I don't know about you, but that was news to me.
Yeah, when I first heard of this, I was kind of surprised by it. And there's some other attacks abusing Kerberos and other things that take advantage of this quote-unquote feature, right? This undoubtedly a vulnerability that exists. And this is something that we look for in our AD account audit. We have a check for this. This is something that I bring up on assessments. This is something that is a finding on a pen test. We weren't able to demonstrate the risk of this as severe as we can now because of this. There are other attack primitives that take this default and abuse it. But now we have a really good way to demonstrate, hey, listen, LDAP signing is a thing. Machine account quota, that's a thing. Those are things that we need to address as defenders.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense. Yeah.
So the machine account quota, that will prevent a user from creating a machine account. That is somewhat of a prerequisite for this attack. However, if as an attacker, I'm able to compromise another machine, if I'm able to get another machine account password or the hash and crack it from somewhere else, I can still abuse this and I can still relay those credentials. And that's Kerberos. And that's because of LDAP signing, LDAP channel binding. The mitigation here is somewhat similar to SMB signing or SMB relaying, rather, where you would implement SMB signing. Similar thing here with LDAP. So LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding must be disabled for the attack to be successful. And that in itself is the mitigation for this. So our recommendation, just at a high level of kind of strategy of how to address this, is first, make sure the machine account quota is set to zero, or you're somehow otherwise restricting who can add machine accounts to the domain, right? You can do other things to address this. Setting this to zero is the most immediate and quick fix. Now, this is a pretty trivial change. It shouldn't be any serious impact, and you should be able to change it now. The next thing is LDAP signing and LDAP channel binding. There's a lot of history behind this with Microsoft and guidance and things like that I won't get into, but I'll have links to these resources in the accompanying documentation. This is something that's a little bit more harder to implement. It could break a lot of things. This is something you need to test and roll out carefully. So that's kind of the second part, is immediately address this with the machine account quota, and then address the LDAP signing, LDAP channel binding situation.
Yeah. And so from a mitigation perspective, you know, I would, you know, both of these steps need to be taken. Right. But the reason that we thought that this was prudent to have this conversation is because as it stands with the current defaults is that this thing could easily be weaponized. It could easily be used in ransomware or malware. You know, as everybody probably knows that's watching this, it's trivial to get a foothold inside the environment. And what really makes getting that foothold dangerous is you know, escalation and lateral movement. This enables that pretty easily, right? And especially in our testing, I say our testing, Spencer did the testing, but in the testing that we've done, it looks like this is a pretty easy thing to do. So as a layer one, you know, changing that machine account quota is going to severely limit the ability to weaponize this thing. Right. So that's why stage two, you know, changing LDAP signing and channel binding can be a longer term strategy, or maybe not even a strategy at all. Right. As long as you understand why that risk exists. The reason I say that is because obtaining machine credentials is not an easy thing to do. It obviously can be done. There are multiple ways to do it, but having that as a prerequisite to a weaponized piece of malware leveraging this this attack is a kind of a big step. So, you know, we feel pretty comfortable, you know, at least in our conversations and our research, that just doing step one is a pretty big hurdle to the bad guys.
Yep, definitely. And this is the tool that I was referencing. It's called KRB Relay Up by Decone, who's a great security researcher that released this. And it's a culmination of a lot of prior research, prior tools. I won't go over all of this, but essentially a lot of our information that we're displaying today and talking about comes from the research done by this individual, as well as James Forshaw and a handful of others that have contributed very greatly and widely to the community and this particular attack primitive in general. So all kudos goes to them too on their great research, so we can bring you this information and test these things and harden our defenses and make us better as defenders.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Awesome. So is that everything? Does that wrap it up, Spencer?
Yeah, so that's really all that I had. Like I said, we have a lot more documentation and reference material that we'll send out.
Yeah. But,
from my perspective, just getting everybody aware of what this is, what it means, kind of the risk of it, and getting that information out there so that if this blows up and it becomes a more widespread weaponized thing, like you said, that we're kind of ahead of the gate here, or ahead of the ball, and we can kind of get some information out as quick as we can.
Yeah. 100% agree, man. Yeah. The simplicity by which you can move, that you can gain elevated privileges really lends itself well. And so we do think that, unmitigated, it will in the future present risk, you know. Yep. And it may all, you know, the turnaround on some of these things is like, in some cases, 24 to 48 hours from the time a POC or a working, example exists to when it is already being seen exploited in the wild. And so we're going to be monitoring for that in our SOC and in our, you know, R&D groups. So, you know, if something changes, we might release more information about it as we find out, but that's really it. Awesome stuff. If you have any questions, you know, you guys know how to find us and reach out and just let us know.
Thanks, everybody.